Some people are born to be food writers. Take Diana Henry. She was working in TV as a producer when she started keeping a notebook in her handbag with lists of meals and ingredients to help her think of dishes on the way home. There were pasta dishes, easy ways with pork and salmon, but the longest list, by far, about 8 pages worth, was about chicken. Well, she's finally written that chicken book. It's called A Bird in the Hand, her 9th book, by the way. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, met up with Diana in the studios of WAMU in Washington, D.C.
Diana, nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So what's up with you and chicken?
I've just always loved it, and my family love it, and I was brought up to like it and to use every bit of it, the bones as well as the flesh. My grandfather was a farmer of dairy, beef, and poultry, so I grew up not regarding chicken as just kind of, oh, it's just, you know, the boring meat. It was something that was celebrated in my family.
Well, you have the funny story about chicken Maryland, which I'd never even heard of.
I know,
what is
I can't believe it. I've come to the States and nobody knows what chicken Maryland is, and it's what we grew up with. If you went out for supper in the 1970s, which is when I was kind of growing up in Ireland, nearly every menu would have, in a grill room, they would have chicken Maryland on the menu. And that was, it's a kind of quarter chicken wrapped up in bacon and then roasted. And that was served, this sounds awful, but honestly, it was delicious. It was served with a fried banana and corn cakes.
I don't even know where, I mean, it sounds like something Elvis Presley would have been serving.
It's delicious,
in.
Sally, but I don't, clearly it did not come from Maryland.
No, I don't think it did. All right, so I'm going to cut straight to the chase here and just say, SOS, give me a couple ideas of new things to do with chicken.
Okay, probably my favorite and the quickest supper dish in the book is Turkish spiced chicken thighs with a hot green relish. And basically, you just marinate the chicken thighs in olive oil, cinnamon, cayenne, crushed garlic, bit of cumin, stick it in the fridge and leave it for, I mean, half an hour is fine, longer if you want to. And then while that's happening, you're just going to cut up about a third of a cup of green olives that are pitted, crushed garlic, a red chili and a green chili, take the seeds out, a big handful of mint, an even bigger handful of cilantro, extra virgin oil, a little white balsamic vinegar because it gives it a tiny bit of sweetness, and lemon juice. And then pound those together, not so that you're completely breaking them up, but you release the flavors from the herbs. Then you basically take your chicken from the marinade, get your griddle really hot, cook it on both sides, and that is it. And if you serve that with yogurt as well, so you have hot chicken, cold yogurt, hot spiciness against the kind of freshness of the yogurt, it is knockout because it does so many things to your mouth at one time.
It sounds delicious and really simple. You need to gather the ingredients, but that's about it.
Yeah.
So give me another idea.
Okay, this is chicken with turmeric and cumin, and then you have it with crushed avocado. So this time you're going to have the whole thighs and you're going to roast them. That's the easiest thing I do, is ways to do thighs differently. So they should be on the bone and have their skin on them. And then another marinade. Marinade is brilliant for chicken because people say, what's a bland food? I prefer to think of it as an accessible food that will take on lots of flavours.
A canvas of sorts.
Yes, a canvas. So turmeric, paprika, ground cumin again. I love that cumin. A little bit of light brown sugar. Softened butter, a big tablespoon of English mustard, so it's really quite fiery. And you basically marinate in that. Then you stick those in the oven, 375 degrees F, and those will cook for 40 minutes. That's all you need. And all you've done is marinate them and stick them in the oven. And then on the side, avocado. I love avocado, but I don't always want to make a guacamole type salsa. So I had a kind of different go at it where I'd make it, I would crush it rather than chop it, so it still had some structure. But added to that is a bit of piquancé, so a juice of one lime and some sherry vinegar. And then I stir in some creme fraiche as well, which is a little bit sour than heavy cream. Kind of mush it up, it should still have lumps in it. And that's on the side. And I do that, if I've got time, then I will do that with corn cakes. And that combination is just fantastic.
That sounds delicious.
It is good. Mm-hmm. Another easy supper. Mm-hmm.
And what do you do anything with anchovies with chicken?
Yes. People think that anchovies are best with lamb, but they're really good with chicken as well. And another quick thing that I do is, again, a mixture of thighs and drumsticks, and I brine them this time. I'm very big on kind of just marinating and shoving in the oven, but sometimes I do sometimes I do brine things. I make that much effort. So you just brine them on all sides, put them into a gratin dish or an oven-proof dish, put shallotsin that you've also brined a little as well, garlic, a little bit of chili, dried chili flakes, 5 anchovies, and 3 sprigs of rosemary. So when you, after you put your chicken in the dish, you've got to heat the anchovies in your olive oil till they get to the melting stage.
Okay.
And then you pour that over the chicken. You also put in about a cupful of vermouth, some lemon zest, and you bring that up to a bubbling point, stick it in the oven. And that'll be ready in 40 minutes.
350 degrees. Delicious as well.
It is. And they're all strong flavors, mm-hmm. you'll see. So there's something kind of punchy mm-hmm. in everything.
So Diana, what do you do for your big deal feast meals with chicken?
Well, I can tell you one where I like to go to Spain. Basically, it's a chicken cooked with smoked paprika and potato wedges with a gorgeous saffron aioli on the side. So that's a saffron garlic mayo. No matter what the occasion is, people love a big bird on a platter.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is just a nice Spanish kind of treatment. And the colour, I usually serve the aioli, I usually serve it in the mortar that I've made it in. So it kind of looks, mm-hmm. you've just done it.
It's
and it's
festive.
Lovely. And you have that fantastic colour against the other things that you're serving.
Mm-hmm. Diana Henry, so nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Diana Henry is author of A Bird in the Hand, Chicken Recipes for Every Day and Every Mood. Well, she left us with that recipe for Turkish spiced chicken with hot green chili relish. You can find it, and you've got to try it, at splendidtable.org.